Alaskan women are known for strength, an adventurous spirit, and pioneering leadership. This year's inductees for the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame include Eleanor Andrews for achievements in civic entrepreneurship. Past Hall of Fame inductee Fran Ulmer introduces us to Eleanor and tells us more about her accomplishments.
Eleanor brings people together to solve community problems such as building the Fairway School and initiating the Chamber's mentoring program for women entrepreneurs. She has consistently used her talents and energy to level the playing field for people disadvantaged by poverty, racism, or institutional bias. She has given of her own time, money, and talents for decades, but has also inspired and persuaded an army of others to participate in advancing our communities. She has served on many boards, including the Alaska Judicial Council, where she assessed the qualifications of applicants to become judges. She is a devoted mother, doting grandmother, and loyal friend to many. Eleanor Andrews.
You know, I'm really nervous because I have so many friends and family here. But I want to say thank you to Jane, my nominator, Jane Anvik, to the Women's Hall of Fame, and to my family and friends. And like athletes and rock stars do, I want to thank my mom and dad. They came from the segregated South to California and lived a life of example so that we could all be what we wanted to be. Didn't have any real rules, you must go to college. Just be good and be happy. As I bumped into things in life, I just did what I could. So I feel very thankful to my parents for giving me the courage to do whatever I thought would work. I have to tell one incident that I'm really proud of on a civic entrepreneur level. I had a friend whose daughter had gone to Fairview Elementary School. We were at a dinner or something. She said, you know, I'm now a 50-year-old speech therapist, and I go over to this school, and they got the same three crappy, leaky toilets for the girls. I'm seeing these kids in a room that's the maintenance closet with Visqueen dripping water into a barrel and whatever. I said, that's just deplorable. So we had a neighborhood association called the Fairview Business and Neighborhood Improvement Association. Employers, pastors, PTA, assembly people, principal of the school, and teachers. And we got together one day at a school board meeting. We had pictures, you know, and I was the dramatic speaker. I'm here for the Ways and the Gonzaleses and the Kims and all the people that can't come to school board meetings. And we need a new school. And you've lied to these people for 30 years. Here are all of the requests that you've made for money, but you know that no Anchorage school's ever received this money. It's for rural schools. So we pointed out to them that there's all this money left over from these model schools they built. So we encouraged them to put a ballot measure on. We got $24 million, sweeping old accounts, and built two new schools. So I, you know, everybody in the community, architects, engineers, everybody was part of the solution. It was a wonderful thing. And I hope that what I did was give people the courage to just step out and do what they think needs to be done. I was just walking along, minding my own business, and things happened, and I'm glad to have shared them with a lot of you. Thank you.
That was 2014 Alaska Women's Hall of Fame inductee Eleanor Andrews. More is at our website, alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Lori Townsend.